Okay. And so today, we in the United States and are throwing away our spiritual heritage today. And then those of us that are actually trying to fight back and stem the tide and speak up and preach the word of God are persecuted and hated even by our fellow brothers in Christ. You know, even by our own brothers in Christ. You say, well, this is different because this is his own brother and persecuting him. Folks, most of the persecution that we face today is at the hands of fake Christians or even real Christians who are just so backslidden and so watered down and so lame and so worldly that they're so stupid that they don't even know whether they should stand with the man of God or a bunch of angry sodomites.
You say, yeah, but you know, Pastor Shelley used a potty word the other day.
You think I give a rip about that? I don't, I couldn't care less about that. Because you know what? He's surrounded by freaks every single week for years. The guy's going to church for years, surrounded by freaks, okay, that are saying the most filthy, vile things to him and his church members every week. They're just trying to go to church and they're surrounded by freaks. And you know, the Christians around him are all backing up the perverts. People that are literal Satanists and perverts. And then you have the Christians around him backing up the weirdos, giving them aid and comfort, giving them water. You know, and helping them and saying that, you know, that they support them and that Pastor Shelley is horrible and that he's the bad guy and that Dylan is a bad guy and all these things, right? I mean, Dylan's your guy, am I right? He's your boy. But you know, he's going through all this, he's surrounded by all these weirdos, surrounded by all these freaks. Saying all manner of vile, horrific things, doing all manner of vile and horrific things. I mean, it's the battle of our generation, my friend. Okay, you've got the judges, you know, just totally unjust, totally wicked, you know, just allowing his landlord to defraud him and sitting there and supporting these freaks of nature, okay? And then everybody wants to basically just find a reason to not support the man of God. You know what? I'm going to support the man of God. And I don't even care if he doesn't do everything just right. I don't even care. Because to me, it's like you have to be a complete idiot to side with those freaks out there for any reason against the man of God. Even if the man of God, you know, let's say he preached a little too hard against the sodomites or something. Hey, idiot, side with the man of God and not these evil God-hating rebels. And I'm not saying he did, because like I said, whatever Pastor Shelley said about homos and whatever Pastor or whatever Brother Dylan Oz said, I agree with 100%. I don't think they went too far with what they said about homos. No way. Like, I'm there. I'm right there with you, buddy. But I'm saying even if they did. Even if they did, how can you not be disgusted and horrified by the things that are going on in our nation? I mean, just driving through Oregon today, we saw so many weirdos in Oregon. What is wrong with Oregon? You know, we just drove from Ashland to Portland, and it was just like, you know, don't look back, kids. You're gonna turn to a pillar of salt if you look back at that last town we just left. It's been bad. I'm like, what in the world is going on?